I'm thinking a little bit about discussion forums, and I feel like these are like, you know, the age-old tools of the internet, right? I'm thinking back on Usenet groups, and like it's what people think about the most when they're thinking about online learning. But we say, you know, like these are just an exercise in pushing on a string. Has that been your experience in the online classroom?
Not at all. I think one of the problems we have is the legacy of all these different tools. I think we tend to come to them with a bit of hardening of the categories and viewing them. I have to tell you, the discussion forums are extremely powerful platforms for extending the learning. You know, I teach the case study method, and so the first question I ask in a case study and the last question I ask in a case study are very strategically placed. And they're there for two really important reasons. My last question is to keep them discussing, and my first question is to kick off a discussion that takes us into the stratosphere. What I have found is using the discussion forums, I can either use them to start off my first question, to give students the ability to discuss with each other one piece of the learning that then sets up my kickoff in the synchronous classroom of my true live first question, gives me a jump start. Similarly, I can continue the discussion forum after the classroom. I have taught case studies doing it with both bookends, before and after. I've taught it with just before and just after. And I can tell you in each instance, the learning becomes much more three-dimensional. Students have written in their blogs about the discussion forums, and that some of them have said in some courses they had, there would be a requirement of they had to have at least four posts. Well, then you get posts agreeing, disagreeing. You don't really get thoughtful posts. They talked about these forums as being different because there was no number limit. But what I made very clear was their posts had to be restless, and the muscles we were trying to develop were the muscles you need to function in virtual teams in corporate America. If you are in corporate America in any national or even international firm, you are constantly working with people you don't see. You have to develop the skills of power and influence, advocacy, persuasion, and you have to be able to do it virtually. The discussion forums allow students to play with that explosive safely while they are studying a case study. They are extremely powerful.
So again, I think here we have an instance of something that could be a check-the-box kind of exercise really turned into something that has a clear learning purpose, right? And you know, I really like what you did with it because it directly aligned with the school's mission, right? Like kind of when you got back to this notion of training future C-suite HR executives, this notion of exercising influence in the global marketplace at a corporation, explaining yourself and making yourself clear. And the assignments were really purposeful. And, you know, as opposed to something like, yes, just respond four times, two after Monday's class and two after Wednesday's class, where it could become something that was really pretty droll, I think, because it had a real clear purpose and relationship to what was going on and living the learning. It just turned into a really wonderful learning activity for you and for the students.